Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision, and they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity we will.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief. What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations. All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, "We must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border"? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, "English only, please," and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now. Join the grassroots movement of the second American Revolution. Not of guns and violence, but pressure, pressure, pressure on your non-representing representatives who created these problems in the first place. This is the most important phone number in your democracy, the Congressional Switchboard. Pick up your phone every day, every hour if need be, and call your representatives and tell them in no uncertain language to listen to the silent majority or else be thrown out on their hindquarters. It's toll-free, and your taxes pay for it. Would you stand by and watch your family perish when you have the power to save them? Of course not. Then why are you doing that to your own country? 1-866-340-9281. Perhaps you allow all this destructive, uncommon sense out of a distorted notion of tolerance. Remember what Aristotle said, tolerance is the last virtue of a dying society. You are tolerating the behavior that is destroying you. This wine was once rich, highly desired and admired, but when you dilute it with enough water, it stops being anything. Take back America now. Choose to be part of the second American Revolution. Pressure, pressure, pressure. No presidential candidate, no political party can save you now. Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
All right, everybody. Hey, how you doing? Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. We're live. I invited a lot of people on the program tonight, actually. This Senator Warren thing, I went to Senator Warren's website, and a lot of people challenged me there on her Facebook site, and they promised they were going to call in tonight. That should be very interesting. I would really like to listen to them and their nonsense, because that's what it is, nonsense, all right? And I'm just checking my messages now because, you know, people don't get back to you when they say they're going to get back to you. And Mr. Wiley there, he's supposed to be coming on also tonight. Let me see. Where are you, Mr. Wiley? All right. Let me see. I saw your number. I saw your number there for a little while. I'm going to connect Dr. Ventura here in about 20 minutes, actually. Well, 15 minutes after we do the introduction to the program. So hopefully Mr. Wiley will continue this discussion that we were having here with the this debate here about Obama and Obamacare and everything else. But anyway, you know, this Muslim ban, this travel ban, people are saying it's unconstitutional. What do you mean it's unconstitutional? People in other countries do not have constitutional rights. They don't have them, okay? Unless you are a United States citizen, you do not enjoy the rights of the United States Constitution, okay? I mean, that's common freaking sense, for God's sake. But we have these dumbed down Americans. Oh, and another thing Mr. Wiley also was talking about there. Mr. Wiley there, he was talking about the, let's see, the cabinet members of Trump there. They're racists. Jeff Sessions was awarded this big bad racist Jeff Sessions that the media has been talking about was awarded. I don't know the name of the exact award, but it was in the year 2007. He was given an award by the NAACP. Wow, this is the NAACP must be awarding Ku Klux Klan members. Oh, my. All right, I see Mr. Wiley is on my Facebook, so I'm going to type him in. Waiting for you to call in, sir. Waiting on you now. Waiting on you now. All right, there we go. Because, you know, people, they can't figure out the phone lines. It's so difficult to figure out. I see I got my – I lost Joe from Sebastian, Florida. Where he went, I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to tune in tonight. I don't know. Dr. Ventura. He doesn't like Dr. Ventura. Well, I'm sorry. Just don't listen then. If you don't like Dr. Ventura, I'm sorry. Because Dr. Ventura told him the way it was. You didn't see any ghosts, according to the Bible. Simple as that. You didn't see any ghosts. But anyway, if that pisses anybody off, I'm sorry. You know, I can't appease everyone. The show isn't about what you believe in. It's about understanding the times in which we live in today and having a discussion amongst each other about many different subjects and topics. And if people don't get that and they don't understand that, then I'm sorry. You know, the show, you know, is at a dead end. I invited several people onto the program tonight, and I just I can't find you. I don't know where you are. I'm clicking here on Facebook. Mr. Wiley, I was waiting on you. You're not here. You called in and then you hung up on me. Maybe there's a problem with the phone line. I don't know. Anyway, people up there in the northeast there, you're buried under snow. I'm sure BitBanker is, he has to get his back up. That could be. But anyway, BitBanker, how many inches of snow did you get in the state of Connecticut? 18 inches in the state of Connecticut. Wow. That's, hey, let me tell you something that'll make your heart, I'll eat your heart out here. Sunday, we are planning on to have temperatures at 75 degrees here in North Carolina. What do you think about that, huh? And let's see, God bless you as well. Hang on here. I'm checking another individual that wanted to come on. Let's see here. Let me send this person a message. Are you coming on? Are you coming on? This is a new person, actually, a new individual. Are you coming on? There we go. All right. The new, maybe she'll answer, maybe not. I don't know. That was somebody who was a supporter of Warren there. I'm sure, Bitbank, you just did come in from the snow. You're not supposed to be up there doing snow. Where's your tenants at? Where's the people? Where's the teenagers at? They want to have parties on Saturday night. They should be doing the snow. Not you, Bitbanker. Not you. But you're up there, you know, working, you know, doing the snow and paying rent at the same time, probably. You know, I mean, you know, where are the other people? Why aren't they doing the snow for you? Why aren't they plowing the snow? You know, why aren't they using a snowblower? Where is everyone else? Why are you 60-plus years of age doing snow in the slums of Twist Street, Meriden, Connecticut? Don't make any sense to me. Don't make any sense. But anyway, we won't get with that. You know, we don't need to always get into that. But I'm trying to get a hold of this guest here that I had scheduled. Mr. Wiley, I'm waiting on you. You coming on? All right, here we go. He's back on. Uh-oh. Hello? Hello? Are we still connected? All right, there we are. All right. Here we go. Sorry. Maybe the snowstorm's affecting us. You coming on here. I want to get this guy on because I got Dr. Ventura waiting. So I already scared off Joe and Sebastian, Florida, because I said Dr. Ventura. And he ran away. You know, how stubborn can someone be? You know, hey, Flycatch is in the chat room. Welcome, Flycatch. Thanks for coming on. We've been having an interesting debate for the past couple weeks here, and I'm trying to get everyone together here live on the radio. You see, it's hard to schedule people because nobody keeps their word, you know. Nobody, you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. And Flycatch is logged off of Facebook, so maybe he's not coming on. I don't know. And Cherie Heading Deal here was supposed to be coming on. She is a writer, I believe. And she had so much scheduled for tonight. And then you see what happens. People just don't show up. I don't understand it. And let's see. Hang on here. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Mr. Wiley's argument here, we were talking about the white racists last week and Obamacare and all that other nonsense. And and LGBTQ community. We were talking about them. We had one of them on the program. That was very interesting. Someone who was a woman who wanted to be a man, I think it was. And she had a lot of interesting things to say. I mean, I let everyone have their say, but I wanted to have a more political discussion here tonight about this. Stay in touch, and we will try to help and understand. Blah, blah, blah. Hang on, I'm checking some other people here. All right, this individual here, that's a CPS story. We don't want it. There he is. Hey, can't make it tonight. Sorry. All right, Mr. Wiley can't make it. All right, at least he got back to me. Okay, no problem. Okay, no problem. Okay. All right, Mr. Wiley's not going to come on. So there's no point for me to call Dr. Ventura so we can talk about other things. Finally, I got an answer. So I guess we'll do it on Sunday, you know? Let's go ahead and do it on Sunday. And on Tuesday, I'm going to be hosting a show at 7 p.m. I will email everyone or Facebook everyone. The phone number is not the same number as this show. It's another show. It's going to be and someone else is paying for it, actually. They want me to be a host on their network. And that should be very interesting, actually. Very interesting. And they want to come on. So if I can go on their network, guess what? You know, why? You know, and people are willing to, you know, take care of the cost. then, you know, and they're giving me free rein to talk about anything I want. That's what I want, actually. You know, that's what I really want. And we're talking about the Connecticut weather also. 18 inches of snow. Holy mackerel. And like I said, eat your heart out, people. It's going to be 75 degrees here on Sunday. But anyway, Mr. Wiley's not coming on the program, so you don't have to hear White Cracker and White Pete, all his black brothers he wants to pray to, and the Muslims are king of the world and all that. I want to tell you something right now. There's no such thing, all right? There is no such thing as a non-radical Muslim. And as far as Donald Trump's travel ban, which is not a travel ban, it's vetting. It means people who are coming into this country, he is going to vet them. It means they're going to go through a heavy screening process before they are issued a visa. Okay? And the countries that these people are coming from are countries that hate America. Common sense, right? Right? Common sense. For God's sake, we heard Jason here who talked about how he traveled around the world and what he had to go through to get into different countries. For goodness sake. And then we had an argument with Mr. Wiley last week, or with a nurse here on the program, my friend there, Deborah Lewis here, I don't know if she was at work or not, but from Reidsville, North Carolina, and how he argued with her that Obamacare is so great because it helped him out. It helped him out. Yeah, if maybe Obamacare did help out some people. But the vast majority of the country has suffered under this new law, this Obamacare. They have suffered. But you can't get it through these people's heads. You can't get it through Mr. Wiley's head, these Black Panthers, these 5%ers. You can't get it through their heads. They don't see logic. Baker knows. He knows someone very well who's so thick-headed. Oh, when I had a conversation with this person back in September, I wanted to jump out of my chair and just strangle her by the throat. She had no logic. No rationalism, no type of understanding, nothing whatsoever, nothing. And some of you may know who I'm talking about. Huh. You know, it's just crazy. Donald Trump has accomplished more in 3 weeks than Obamanation did in 8 years. Okay? Now, I want to hear what's on other people's minds. I want to hear what's on your mind. I want the phone lines. And Joe and Sebastian Florida, if anyone can email them, don't worry. Dr. Ventura is not coming on. You didn't have to run away. You should have waited until he came on because I had him on the phone. You know, otherwise, I'm not going to call him anymore. If you're going to hang up after 5 minutes, and Mike, you need to talk to him about this. I'm not going to waste my time. I got other people to call. He's going to hang up after 5 minutes, you know, because he's scared Dr. Ventura is going to come on the program or Tone or whoever. You know, the show isn't about who you want. This is my dime, you know. I mean, you know, we're all not going to agree 100% of the time. That's why we call it understanding the times in which we live in. Okay? We're going to have differences of opinions. But if you want to be stubborn and you want to be irrational and make the show suffer for that, then I'd rather not you call in anymore at all. How's that sound? And that goes for anyone out there. Because, you know, we could build an audience without you. We've done it. We're doing it. And I know a lot of people didn't like Mr. Wiley, but you know what? Hey, speak your mind. Call in. Tell them to shut up. You know, that's ratings. This is radio. I'm not going to play 50 commercials like they do when you listen to your FM radio shows. We're about getting the stories out there, letting people talk. All right? That's what it's about. All right. Anyone got something to say tonight, press the number one. I got a few callers on the phone line. Some people may be at work and they can't speak. I want to hear maybe from BitBanker. Mr. Wiley's not on. He said he didn't want to comment tonight if Mr. Wiley came on, but if BitBanker can chip in tonight. All right, here he goes. Let's talk about something. You know, I was talking to my grandmother tonight. She said her legs are in bad condition. Her leg is in bad condition. What can she – I know people aren't going to listen to you. I know that. But you know what? Herbal medicine and natural cures don't work overnight, and they don't medicate you. They attack the symptoms, and they cure you over time. But I want BitBanker to give us a little information on that, and he knows who I'm talking about. And you know what? Let's get away from the politics right now for tonight. Let's talk about something a little more pleasant. Talk about how we can cure certain illnesses, ailments within ourselves, within our bodies. And listen, let's run with that. And we know the show always takes its own course. That's done that for the past 2 years. But I'm going to go ahead and connect BitBanker because I need some help here tonight because I had two guests cancel on me. And I didn't want to cancel the show. And Flycatch in the chat room there, you missed two good shows. Where the hell were you? And we do got a bunch of people in the chat room, so that's good. But anyway, all right, BitBanker, go ahead. And Snowy Connecticut, you're live on the air.
It's snowy Connecticut. Hey, listen, somebody's got to do the snow. You know, it's not so bad going out there doing the snow. It's no big deal. You know, it's not like I got to be out there for an 8-hour shift or anything else. So, you know, it comes and it goes. 18 inches of snow. It's no big deal. You go out there, you do the snow, and then you're done. You know, it's Connecticut. Pretty soon it'll be 95 degrees again, just like down there, and things will be back to normal. Yeah, as far as
well, 18 inches down here would the North Carolina would collapse.
Yeah, well,
you'd have
well,
so many
know,
drunks laying in the gutter. It would take 2 years to clean up the bodies.
Yeah, because first of all, they don't even have a shovel to move the snow down there. And you know what the problem is? The problem is 18 inches of snow. They're not going to find their stash of beer or anything else for a long, long time. So you know what? That's what they're going to be busy looking for. And I know the way they drive down there. And they're going to try to drive down the road in 18 inches of snow. They're not going to make it to the I don't know what you call it down there, the package store, the ABC store, or whatever it is. They just won't make it. And, you know, that's
yeah.
the way it'll go. But it's no big deal. You know, and Wiley, he didn't come on, and that other girl, I guess, she wants to call herself, which she didn't come on either, called Chrisette. I don't even know if Chrisette is a real name. You know, I don't even know if that's a valid name. Shouldn't it be Christine? I don't know. You know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know either. That was very strange. Where that person came from last week was so strange. But I had someone from Elizabeth Warren's, Senator Elizabeth Warren's camp on Facebook that promised they were gonna come on to the program. They probably just bullshitted me, excuse my language. And, again, I lost Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I wanted to hear from him. And as soon as I said Dr. Venturi, he slammed the phone down, I guess. So, you know, maybe it's not a good thing anyway because we can only talk about things he wants to talk about, I guess. So, you know, and it's not going to work that way on this show, folks. Sorry.
Well, you know, strength is in numbers. And, you know, you don't see one person sitting down in the middle of the road in St. Louis doing things. You see hundreds. So they get all their buddies together to gang up on you, and this way nothing can happen. You know, because that's the way it's done. Let's not do things the right way. Let's make a stand and everything and do things the illegal way, you know.
Well, that's what they did. That's what Wiley did. He got his buddies to call in or he-she's or whatever they were.
That's my point. That's my point exactly. We're going to do things the wrong way because we're going to make a stand because we deserve it. You know, and you know, unfortunately, they don't deserve it. They deserve to work for it. And the only thing I got to say about Chrisette is that, well, first of all, I don't know her circumstances or anything like this, so I could be totally
wrong.
Well,
you can't say her. You don't know if she's a her. Didn't she say she was a her and wanted to be a man?
Well, this is exactly what I'm getting at. She's not a her. She's never going to be a her. And you know what? I think she, and quite frankly, I think she's got balls just trying to say she's a girl. until she can bleed out her bottom every 28 days and suffer with pains every goddamn month of her life and plop out a kid and go through all that crap that a real woman has to go through, she should be ashamed of herself to even call herself a woman. That's my opinion.
I agree 100%.
And the only thing I got to say about that, it's a good goddamn thing they're doing it this way, too, because I don't know what's going to happen to their family values or their family units or anything 50 years down the road, because nobody knows the mother, nobody knows the father. The mother's the father, the father's the mother, nobody knows what's going on, and nobody can have any kids in the 50 years. There won't be any more left to deal with anyway.
Well, that's true. That's true. You're absolutely correct. That's true.
Yeah, I just said all that, and like I said, they're not here, and I shouldn't talk about them like that.
Because they were supposed to be here, and they didn't show up. They didn't show up. And let's add Mike to the conversation, because Mike pressed the number one, and we got a bunch of people in the chat room. And I know some people would like to talk tonight. They may be at work listening, and I appreciate it. I do. And you know, we were trying to have a great show here for tonight. And I don't appreciate Flycatch is back in the chat room. He logged out. He's back in. So let's get Mike from the state of Wisconsin, one of my supporters. Go ahead, Mike. Your thoughts on what Joe said or anything you want to talk about. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, good evening, everybody. Joe.
Good evening.
Any more Joes?
We got a lot of Joes.
You know, you were talking about Trump there, Joe. And, you know, the thing is, if you just examine a little bit of what you were saying, you know, Trump has done more than in 3 weeks than basically Obama did the most of his term. And now that Trump is using executive orders, now it's bad. Oh, that's bad.
But, Mike, hang on. The executive orders he's using are constitutional and pertain to the executive branch, okay? You see, and that's what people don't understand. See, Obama used unconstitutional executive orders that conflicted with the Constitution. The president's job is to secure the borders of this country. National security is the president's job. And for him to sustain some sort of implement some sort of travel restrictions, it's not a travel ban. It's a vetting process where they investigate who these Muslims coming from countries that hate America, okay, they're investigating these people. And God forbid if we allow these people to come into this country, and guess what? An attack happens, say, in Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles, during the Super Bowl. Everyone will be blaming Donald Trump for not protecting our borders. And the guy is trying, and the courts do not have a legal standing to challenge Donald Trump's executive order on his travel restrictions. Because there is a statute, and I don't have the number in front of me, but a statute was created that gives the president the authority to impose restrictions on travel from foreign countries to the United States. But go ahead, carry on, Mike.
Well, you know, just like if we would travel anywhere on the world, you know, if you'd fly into France, and their restrictions this week is they don't let anybody in that's wearing a baseball cap. You know, what are you going to do about it? There's not much you can do about it.
You have no recourse. Exactly. You have no recourse. Right. Exactly. You're an American citizen. Shut up or we'll put you in jail. Simple as that. Am I right, Jason? Jason would know. He's traveled around the world. He's been to Japan, China, Egypt, wherever he's been. Jason would know. And he's talked about this on the program many, many times. So, you know, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Trump did not put a ban on all Muslims. he put a ban on the seven countries that Obama stated are the worst countries that we have to basically watch because they hate us so bad. So he's only doing
And you're right. So people from Iran, Mike, are people from Iran a threat to this country? You goddamn better believe they are. They burn the American flag in the streets. I mean, for God's sake, Yemen, Syria, Iraq, come on. We don't want those people traveling to the United States at will. And I want to bring up a fascinating point, folks. From the year 1938 to the year 1974, no immigrants were legally allowed in the United States. Okay? Nobody talked about it back then. Why is it such a big issue now? Okay? Look it up. It's a fact. So, and Flycatch says Muslims are protected class under the Democratic Party. You're absolutely right, Flycatch. They are. They are. And I'm going to tell you, Muslims, there's no such thing as a non-radical Muslim. Read the freaking Quran. It states very clearly, you can beat your wife because she doesn't cover her head. Okay? It states that it's okay to lie to a non-Muslim to befriend him, to kill him. It states this in the Quran. For goodness sake. For God's sake. Wake up, you dumb millennials out there, you dumb yuppies.
Well,
and I got another caller, Mike, so stay on the panel, please. We'll go ahead with Deborah Lewis here. Go ahead. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you, breaking news, the court upheld the ban. I mean, did they win against Trump?
Oh, wow. So the court. Oh, wow. That's great. So the court upheld the ban. So that means it's over.
No. They went against Trump. They are going to go ahead and allow them to come in. Yes.
Oh boy.
Yep.
So what's this mean now? What's this mean? This is craziness.
It is crazy. I didn't think they could do it, but they did it.
No, they can't do it technically. A judge does not have that authority. What the hell's going on with the people? This is a constitutional crisis.
Apparently, The whole court system went along with it.
Yes, but this is a constitutional crisis. This is kangaroo court. That's what it is. It's a kangaroo court system. These judges do not have that authority to do this. Now, what's the next step? And we need to look into that
in
future shows. I wish I knew that because I'd start making phone calls to Fox News and CNN right here on this show because I'm going to tell you now.
They just announced it and I pressed one.
How? What was, do you know what was the reason?
Nope. They didn't give a reason.
Like Jason said, wait for the next attack?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're going to do. I guess that's what they're going to do.
We also brushed upon last week, we talked about Obamacare. And you were rudely interrupted several times because you're a white racist and blah, 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 blah. Tell me, in the nursing field again, tell the listeners out there why Obamacare has been fatal or deadly to the medical care system and the health care system in this country.
Because of Obamacare, all the cutbacks took place. Medicaid, Medicare, everything got screwed up for the Obamacare. So therefore, supplies that clients or medical patients were getting, they can no longer get half of them because it's no longer covered. Because of Obamacare, they forced all these insurance companies and then do all these cutbacks. That's where the Obamacare came in.
Well, wait a second, though. But Obamacare was supposed to be free medical care for everyone. That was the purpose of Obamacare,
that everyone received
free medical care, right?
Yeah, well, that's not what it is, and you know that. Everybody knows that. Except for the ones who are sitting there on the, like your little buddy there. I mean, he's talking about the blacks deserve everything. They don't get anything. They don't get what they deserve. I'm sitting there thinking, what about all the black pro football players? They didn't sit on their asses. They went out and made something of themselves. It's a black player.
Well, yeah, our black basketball players. Well, they make something. Yeah. They have a sport, and they play, and they jump around their gymnasium or whatever, and they entertain everyone.
About,
yeah, and they're paid millions of dollars. But, okay, they work hard at that.
Emmitt Smith.
They go to school and they make something themselves too. Yeah, but there's a lot of role models in the community. Yes, but they'll call those people Uncle Toms. Because the majority of the blacks are out there struggling, and the white man is keeping them down, and Obamacare is saving them. Obamacare
is plenty
saving
of white
these
people.
Black people.
Let me ask you a question.
Obamacare. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you don't have health insurance today, what's the law tell you you have to do? Are you fined? Because I read the law, and according to what I've read,
you're supposed to be
if
fined,
you don't have any type of coverage, you're fined. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're supposed to be fined, but there are ways out of it. There's at the end when you do your taxes. There's certain exemptions. I'm always exempt because I fill it out because I don't believe in, you know, having medications or anything like that. I believe in, you know, holistic medicine. But there's a way that you can just get exempt from it. You just have to answer out a questionnaire, fill out a form, and then they let you know.
All right, so if I was to not obtain any type of insurance, what would happen to me?
Okay, if you don't have any kind of employment, you're exempt.
All right, but hang on.
You don't have
say I work at the local food stand down the block there, 40 hours a week. Do I have to have health insurance?
Yeah, it depends on what you make per year. They base it on your yearly income.
Hang on. If I want health insurance, what do I have to do? What do I do and how am I covered?
You go on to the computer, or you can go to any of the – they had signs up at different places that you can go and apply for insurance. Basically, on the computer, you can go to the Affordable Care Act. You put in all your information. Now, there are different types of insurance. The gold one is super expensive, but it covers quite a bit. But you're going to pay – you might as well not even bother working or paying for it because it's outrageously priced.
So you're saying my copay is going to be a lot of money.
Right. Your copay is going to be a lot of money. Your copay, your deductible. When I applied for it, when I first found out about Obamacare, and I kind of panicked because they, you know, said you're going to get penalized, you're going to get fined, they're going to start taking away your license and blah, blah, blah. I went and applied for it, paying $450 a week. My deductible was $12,000. Now, when I go to the doctor,
wow.
Debbie,
go ahead.
I have a question about that. I hear that you say your deductible was $12,000. I hear what they do is that, well, say you have to pay $200. They'll only apply like $50 of that towards towards your deductible. So your deductible is not actually $12,000. It's actually $36,000.
Right. They only apply a portion to it.
Exactly. So that's another lie. It's all white man speak with forked tongue. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
go ahead. I just wanted to clear that up.
It wasn't. I know. Well, it wasn't worth it because my doctor visit with insurance, they charged me $386. When I go in there and say I don't have insurance, the doctor charges me $226 for the same exact 15 minutes I spend in there. Nothing different being done. So I went back to
and you see, I would like to hear.
I don't
see, this is another reason why I get upset. You see, Joe from Sebastian, Florida, he's an elderly individual. I would like to have heard about his health coverage and what he has to pay and how that changed here tonight. And that reflects a question back to Mike because he's in touch with Joe from Sebastian, Florida. Mike, what happened to Joe tonight? Why did he disappear off the call line, which common sense tells me it was Dr. Ventura, but Dr. Ventura is not here. So Mike, what's going on?
Basically, I don't really know. Everything seemed to be fine, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I mean,
all right. Well,
I don't think.
Just
like,
all right.
Think,
well, privately contact me and let me know what happened, because I'm a little upset at this, actually, because, you know, I go through great lengths to contact certain people to get them onto the show. And if they, you know, just click, hang up, you know, why am I wasting my time then? You know, because I got other people I can call, too, because, you know, I have an opening and I only have so long for that opening and I don't want it to go too long. So anyway, let's go back to the subject. I just wanted to put that in your head, Mike, to address that. Mike, your health care coverage. Talk about that.
Well, my deductible is $14,400. And
wow.
If I go to my heart doctor, he charges $341 for a 15-minute office visit, okay? If with my insurance card, I have to pay $100 deductible. So now there is $241 left.
And you have
Medicare,
to pay that before you're treated, Mike? Do you have to pay that before
yes.
you're treated?
Yes.
Wow.
They won't even look at you anymore unless you have that copay.
What happened to the Hippocratic Oath?
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, they have all kinds of payment plans now. You know, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, you know, a sack of potatoes, you know, you know, they want payment because they'll see you. And then it's like, he's done seeing me, doesn't tell me basically anything. Says, well, I want you to come back in 3 days. And it's like, no. No, I can't.
I don't want to pay that damn deductible again.
Yeah. It'll be another $100 deductible. And on top of
and
that,
Mike, I got Jason on. Hang on, I got Jason on the line. Jason, just hang on until Mike finishes. Go ahead, Mike. Continue. I just want to let Jason know I see him. All right, go ahead.
Well, and so basically, you know, my insurance that basically is supposed to help me if you know, you go into the hospital or everything, and you know, their charges. Debbie can probably confirm this, that their charges for things are just that it used to be what is called usual and customary. Well, I don't know what happened to that, because you know, they take me down for a chest X-ray, and the chest X-ray was over $500, and it's a chest
wow.
X-ray. It's not an MR, you know. It's not anything like that. It's a chest X-ray. So you know, it's like, I don't understand how they can get away charging so much for, you know, a service that
they can, Mike, because they're a monopoly on the system now. You have one health, you have government insurance. That's what you have. And Trump is trying to do what? Create competition. Have many different insurance competing with each other, which will drive down the prices. Anyway, Jason, go ahead. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just joining in the conversation there. Say hello to my white brothers and sisters out there and across the land, white power and all the other good stuff. I was hoping Wiley would be back on today because I was gonna destroy him. But anyway.
I'm looking forward to that, Jason. I had Dr. Ventura ready to destroy him also. We had it all geared up. Wiley ran away. He said he couldn't make it. And I'm gonna really challenge him to come on Sunday. And even this Elizabeth Warren supporter that I had, I want this Elizabeth Warren supporter to come on too, because what the hell does Loretta King have to do with politics today?
we already know her and Pelosi are batshit crazy, but you know, it's like Bitbanker was saying, you know, he apportioned $50 at $200, it only gets applied to the bill, and the other $150 goes to people like Wiley, so he gets his Obamacare for free. So I don't want to hear
And that's why he enjoys it.
Plaque.
Yep. Yeah.
That's socialized medicine.
That's right. And socialism, you're absolutely correct. That's socialism, and that's what Obama got through with a Democratic House, Democratic Senate. And that's why right now it's important for Trump with a Republican Senate and Republican House to repeal Obamacare and replace it with something sensible. This is important, folks.
Yeah.
Healthcare is important. We all need a doctor sometime, somewhere in our lives. Whether, you know, because there's nobody I know in my life who never had to see a doctor at one time in their life. Am I correct? Am I wrong? Obviously, I'm right. So, look, this is an important issue. Important. So important. But go ahead, Jason. Go ahead, Jason. Anyone else who wants to jump in the conversation? I got four people on the panel right now.
Yeah. And then you spoke about, you know, Debbie said they overturned the temporary travel ban to the seven countries that Obama pointed out as being, you know, on high terrorist alert or whatever. And 85% of the other Muslim countries were fine anyway, so it just doesn't make no sense. What they're waiting on, and how many times does this have to happen before the liberals, these little snowflakes, finally get through their head? You know, we don't care whether you're gay, LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, or whatever you are. It doesn't matter. But these Muslims, they're against gays. They're against anything. They're against all Americans, period. How many more nightclubs are going to have to blow up? How many more? Look what happened in France. It happened all over the United States last year. It's not going to stop. And it's about time they wake up, smell some damn coffee, get off their high horse, and you know what? You got feelings. So does everybody else. Suck it up, buttercups.
And that's right. And what about North Carolina? You're from North Carolina, Jason, and this House Bill 2. What's your opinion on that? Look, if you're a damn queer, you don't belong in a freaking woman's bathroom.
Exactly. Well, I can sum it all up. It didn't need to be 5 pages long. That bill could have been four sentences long, and it could have been real simple. If you got a pecker, you go to the men's. If you got an innie, you go to the women's. Plain and simple.
There you go.
We don't
right.
need to, you know,
you're absolutely correct. And for those of people out there who are listening across the country here tonight, and we got a few. House Bill 2 in North Carolina is a huge controversy. What it is, House Bill 2 is this. If you go into a men's bathroom, you better be a man, all right? You better be a man. If you go into a woman's bathroom, you better be a woman. And that's what your birth certificate must say. Otherwise, you're committing a felony. And everyone's
talking
about this.
They want it on who you identify with. You know, I'm going to identify with
a
millionaire. Does that mean I can go out and write bad checks all day?
What, I identify with a dog, so now we got to have a dog's bathroom? I mean, come on.
This is craziness. My dog identifies as a part of the family. I'm going to put him in the woman's bathroom.
It's nuts, man.
Right there, boys. Don't forget to flush, Fido.
It's crazy. But they're going to get their way. They're going to get their way. These millennials are going to get their way. And I'm going to tell you, lock your car doors when you're at a stop sign late at night. These millennials, these zombies are out there. Hey.
And I don't think anybody normal doesn't think it's against the gay community or anything like that. I could care less if a gay woman comes into the bathroom and tries to stand up and pee beside me. I could care less. What it's protecting is from pedophiles, these little damn freaking freaks that want to go in there and say, hey, I feel like a woman today. I'm going to go in there and take a picture of that cute little 10-year-old girl and put her on the internet. That's what it's protecting.
That's right. Amen. You're absolutely correct. That's what the bill was intended for. You're absolutely correct. And we've had cases. We had 2 weeks ago, 11-year-old girl get abducted from a it wasn't 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry. He got caught 2 weeks ago, I believe. I don't know if you heard this story here in North Carolina, because we got children standing at bus stops at 6 o'clock in the morning when it's pitch black dark, and you got pedophiles running around out there, you know, looking and prowling around, and these are the sick people in our community. But nobody does anything about it. Nobody cares, you know? and it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm scared.
The liberals are always right. You got to remember that. The liberals, there's no arguing. There's no arguing with them. You know, back in 2009, I put this in the chat room. Hank Williams was in an interview on a morning show or something, and put Obama in the same sentence as Hitler. They all freaked out. He got fired from ESPN. Could no longer do the Monday night, you know, Monday night.
No,
team,
yeah,
whatever,
that's
football.
Right. He couldn't do the Monday night football no more. You're right. Yep.
And now we got senators, congressmen comparing Trump to Hitler. No one's freaking out about it.
Trump
what
is
the
no
hell?
Hitler.
Double
for
standard.
God's
double
sake.
Standard hypocrites.
Trump always states very clearly, it's about you, the people. I'm working for you, the people. And these people like Wiley are out there, you know, these Muslims. And that's what it is, these Black Panther, these Muslims who hate the Constitution. People like Tyrone on TRS, Talk Real Solutions, the show I've been battling with for months now. I've been trying to get them off Blog Talk Radio. Well,
Let me
you
link
got
it. I
to.
Want to
maybe we should team up one night and go over there. But I'll tell you what.
I'll get there. So
Mike remembers.
About black
I had
groupies.
Him. I had Mike was on there one night listening to him. How they hate me. They can't stand my show. They hate me. So they said I should burn myself. I should light myself on fire. We called Tyrone one night on this show, and he was such a coward. You know what he did? Hung up. Because that's what
he
is. He's a coward.
Check this out now.
What's
they
that?
Talk about white privilege all the time, black privilege. How do you think they would feel if there was a white entertainment channel? How do you think they would feel, you know, they remake Wizard of Oz and use all black people? Because why? It should be black people, you know? And since when is black and white? They're more freaking crayon colors. What are they, crayons? Calling each other blacks and everything else. What if we create a movie called Boys in the Good instead of Boys in the Hood and made it all white people instead of black thugs? Would they stand that? No.
Boys in the Good.
How
like that one. Boys in the Good.
Yeah. What about a WBCF, a White Boy College Fund? Would they be all right with that?
Well, you can't talk about white people now. You can't say white. White is right because you're a racist.
And
you're a dirtbag. You're a scumbag. And if anyone disagrees with me, if anyone thinks that the black man is owed 40 acres and a pony because that's what they're demanding, then you need to call into this show and I want to hear why. And the number is 657-383-0616 if you're not scared to call in. And if you want to go into the chat room and type in, you go right ahead. I'll welcome you as a caller. I want to hear why the black man is entitled to 40 acres, 40 acres and a pony. Because that's what
I mean, they
got to
look in the
right
mirror,
now.
Too.
40 acres and a pony.
Look at the conditions. Look at the conditions they give themselves to live in. Even if you're a black man or a white man, it don't matter what color you are. You walk through some of the hoods in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to wind up dead. Go through some white neighborhoods at 2 o'clock in the morning. You can walk through them by yourself.
You'll be just fine.
You'll be just fine. They create their own damn environment.
If anyone even looks at that black man cross-eyed, it'll be on CNN first thing in the morning. That you know, this white. Look what happened to George Zimmerman, who was a Hispanic, but now, according to the media, he's a white man. He's a white man.
I got another caller.
I got right. Five on the panel right now, but I want to go ahead. 336-382. I won't give your whole number out. I don't do that to people. You're going to hear it unmuted, and I'm going to patch you through. Go ahead, 336-382. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Shanti. I'm calling from I'm in North Carolina. There's two things I just want to address to you. Me being a Marine and traveling around the world, I went to Tuskegee University. And one of the things I want you to know about the United Negro College Fund, when I went to school, there was a white guy from Colorado. He came to Tuskegee on a full scholarship because he had the United Negro College Fund. So what happens
That's
is
good.
That when white people attend historically black colleges, they can get scholarships. So that's why that's called that. They try to balance out the equation of fairness. So I just that particular thing I wanted you to know. And the other thing is when people start studying the history of the Constitution, how the Constitution came about, who was privileged to the Constitution, how it was put together, do you know that when you study ecclesiastical law, no matter what kind of law you study all over the world, the first issue with law is always status. So white had nothing to do with your skin color back in the early 14, 1200s. White still today is a political status. White or black are statuses at law. So white man had nothing to do with your skin color. It meant that you were a person that was not in debt. And if you were a black person, that you were a person that owed debt and that you didn't have the liberties and freedoms to move around. And so that's why I'm
I agree with you on your history there. However, today, and listen, when the Constitution was first written, the founding fathers, if you read the Federalist Papers, disagreed with slavery. The black man was not in debt to the white man. They disagreed wholeheartedly. However, you know, and maybe they were wrong, like you said, and it was wrong for slavery back then, but let's just say I'm in a neighborhood with 40 people and we all believe one thing. If I was to stand up and say no, I'd be hung, you know, back then. And what I'm trying to say is we eventually healed as a country. We went through a civil war as a country. We went through the 1950s and 60s as a country. And today, why are the black community leaders and some in the black community, not all, make it out like the white man is still the evil devil and the black man can't receive justice? Why is that?
Okay, well, let me explain this to you. First of all, you know, the power structure that's in power today, that's in place, was not formulated by people of color, so to speak, right? Now, what you have to understand is when you study the history, that the only reason when the so-called founding fathers, they were slaves, because King George, he did not have a constitution. He ruled by divine right, so whatever the king say goes. The only thing he could do is petition the king. So when the colonists got here, if you study the history, the oldest treaty in the world is known as the Treaty of Peace and Friendship that was signed by the Moors or the people of Morocco, and that's a whole different history you're going to have to get into and study about how the colonists was treated as three-fifths of a human being. And so they wanted equal rights, and they had certain people to teach them about constitutional law, and you're going to have to get into their history. You know, I'm not going to get into it, but you're on a good point. And but the more educated people are, so-called black and so-called white, the better this world and the better this place is going to be. But, you know, whether you Democrat or Republican, they're both playing both sides, because the United States Republic for North America, United States of America, is two different things. One is a corporation, and the other used to be the people and the land mass. So they're playing both sides. So when people find out,
oh, I agree
really
with you about
on,
the United States being a corporation. Oh, you want to get into the corporate law? Oh, I agree with you 100% on that. We've discussed this on this show. You know, we're a republic, and now in statutory law.
There you go. Well, it's not even. It's just public policy, because flesh and blood people.
Public law. It's public policy.
Right.
You're correct.
Right. But how you operate a vehicle, how you turn in the computer, how you check out a book, how you operate a dump truck, those things are non-flesh and blood things. So that's controlled by public policies. And public policies are over entities that are not flesh and blood. So those things are ruled
by the Federal Reserve purchased us, and we're Chattel. So obviously you're well educated. So when you started talking about that, now you woke me up. And I know you know the truth now about the United States corporate government.
But I'll let you go ahead and finish waking other people up. I just came across your show, and I said, well, let me say a couple of things, and that's it. So, you know, because push come to shove, when it all goes down, just keep your head on a swivel, because it's going to be ugly. Push come to shove.
I agree with you 100%. I hope you participate in the future on the show. You're knowledgeable, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Listen to my song.
All right, take care. Jason, go ahead. I'm going to mute him. Jason, Bit Banker, you know a little bit about this, the gentleman was talking about. And I thank him for checking in. That was great. I came across the show because we are number one on Blog Talk tonight in the chat room, so he must have saw us and called in. But anyway, a lot of people don't know what this gentleman just talked about, and a lot of people say, what the heck are you talking about? Hey, Bitbanker, can you give a little enlightenment enlightenment to the people here about what this gentleman just said about the Federal Reserve, the banking system, or even the United States being a corporation?
No, but he's absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, what I was going to do tonight, and I actually forgot all about it because I was out doing the snow, I was going to put the Creature from Jekyll Island up for everyone to download and listen to so they gain some insight into that as well. But like I said, I was busy and I forgot. But I wanted to go back. He's absolutely correct in what he talked about. He is very knowledgeable. But I wanted to go back to insurance for a second. And 8-9 years ago, I was paying $450 a month for my insurance, and I'd go visit doctors, and I visited many because I had an accident, and I was going once or twice a week for a long, long time. And I was paying $450 a month for my insurance, and I'd go to the doctors, and I'd pay $5 or $10, and that'd be the end of it for anything that I went for. A couple, 3 years ago, I went to the doctors, and I had Medicare, and they had on the wall, you know, if you had Blue Cross, it was $85. If you had Aetna, it was $95. If you were paying cash, the office visit was $65. And if you have Medicare, like I did, the office visit was $185. So I should have went there and said I didn't have insurance because I could have saved myself $120. And since that time, I've had gone to a doctor a couple times, and none of the doctors will accept the Medicare as payment. And I'm beginning to learn, like I thought, that I should just call up doctors like I did day before yesterday and say I don't have insurance. Because about a year and a half ago, I had to have a tooth fixed, and I contacted my doctor, and I told him I had Medicare, and he told me to come in, and he charged me $350 to fix one tooth. That's because I had Medicare. Well, I went day before yesterday to a different doctor that I said I didn't have insurance, and he gave me the whole rundown of 14 x-rays, a complete exam, and everything, 3.5 hours, and did basically the same thing and charged me $120. So I'm beginning to learn to not even mention that I have insurance, because once I mention I have insurance, the price doubles or triples.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes, of course. We all know that because they bleed the insurance company, of course. But I know Mike likes it when we talk about the Federal Reserve and the birth certificates and stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you right now, and a lot of people are saying, oh, boy, we don't want to hear about that. Hey, knowledge is power. You want to get into these debates and these arguments, you need to understand, like callers like that that just called in. Okay? We understand the system. Okay? We get it. We get it. We understand what's going on. All right? And we understand what we're up against as a people, and you need to understand that. The system is not what it appears to be. Now, what's the most important thing other than your family to you today? Money. Money. And that's what that gentleman was talking about, basically. Money and your labor. Your labor is worth money. You go to work to get paid to do what? Pay your bills and be a good slave. When, in fact, most of your bills that you're paying are not really what they appear to be. And there's a way out of that, and you have to do a lot of study, and don't get yourself in trouble doing it. I suggest, like, we had a show with, it was about 6 months ago with John Ainsworth, if anyone remembers. I had John Ainsworth on and Cliff Muncy. We did a show, and then we had some people from Wisconsin on also. This was a popular show. Actually, I got a lot of hits on this show. And we talked about this, you know, because what? You go to work every day to pay your bills. But what bills are you really paying? Do you really owe the debt that they say you owe? Because what does the Constitution say? Legal tender is gold and silver. Why are we using paper money then? Federal Reserve notes. And we're opening a whole can of worms by talking about this if you don't know what I'm talking about. But it all begins back to the day you were born. If you have a copy of your birth certificate, there are bank routing numbers on your birth certificate. Look it up. You can go to, you used to be able to go to fidelity.com. And type them in, and look up this stuff, and you would see Jason Gibson, or Mike Gibson, or Deborah Lewis, or whoever, or Joseph Gibson. You'd see your name owned by a corporation on Wall Street. And they're trading with you. They're trading your name on what you are worth and what you were born worth. And you're like, holy shit, I'm worth $680,000. Why can't I have some of that money? Okay? And we're not going to go any further than that right now on that subject, because now we got to get into money mechanics, and it's going to take us 2 hours, and then people are going to fall asleep because you're not going to get it.
Hey,
well,
what?
Well, I
you know, you need to understand. Go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like the song that I sent you last night, Mind of my money on my mind, right?
You know, there's no such thing as money, Jason, anymore. You know, there's not. Look up. It's a one-page document. It's an easy read, folks. Look up House Resolution 192. Type it into your browser after the show. Just look it up and read it. And you'll be like, holy shit. And that has never been repealed. That's what governs you today. House Resolution 192. And BitBanker, the creature from Jekyll Island, it's all about money. It's about the banking system. And if you listen to that audio, if you have time, you know, maybe you're laying down in your bed or maybe you want to watch a TV show tonight. Instead of doing that, listen to the creature of Jekyll Island. Let me tell you something.
And I just want to comment on that link.
Go ahead.
I posted a link in the chat room to the creature from Jekyll Island. It's an MP3 audio book all about the Federal Reserve and your money. And I have written permission from the author to share this audio book with you. This is not a free audio book, but you are free to listen to it wherever you choose. Okay, Joe, go ahead.
All right. Well, and really, it'll wake you up to what money is all about. And believe it or not, it'll help you make more money in your life. I'm telling you right now, it's you got to really, even if it's boring, and it does get a little boring in the middle, but follow it through. Listen to it. You will be devastated. Your mind will have a new awakening. All right, because when people like the last gentleman who called in and people in the chat room were typing, you'll be able to understand what they're talking about, and you'll be able to understand what I'm talking about. But anyway, you see how the show flowed tonight. We were supposed to have Mr. Wiley on. He flew away. He ran away because he didn't have all his LBGT here. Or maybe, hey, who knows, maybe he had a family emergency. Well, I'll give him credit. Because he did call in a couple times, and everyone else didn't call in when they were supposed to. But I had a lot lined up tonight for a very important show. So we'll try to do it on Sunday. And I want the people who are on the platform tonight to be there. And if Joe from Sebastian, Florida doesn't want to hear Dr. Ventura because he offended him, and I know Joe in Sebastian, Florida doesn't like Dr. Ventura because Dr. Ventura disagreed with him, but guess what? Sorry, a lot of people are going to disagree with you on this show. That's the way it goes. That's right. And well, you shouldn't stop listening just because of that. That's not right. You know, I mean, and nobody tells you to press one to argue with anyone, you know. I give everyone a chance, always, to make. What did I do to the last caller? He stated his point. Did I interrupt him and say, you're full of shit? No. I allow everyone to make their point, and that's what this show is about. Try doing it on another blog show like TRS there. Ho. You'll be called a white cracker, a scumbag, a hater, and they'll threaten you, and they're going to come kill you, and blah, blah, blah. But I'm always reporting right on for you anytime you want to come by. But anyway, we've got 15 minutes left. So every caller that's called in tonight gets a chance to talk, say what's on their mind, and hopefully you'll all be here on Sunday. So I'll start with Mike out in Wisconsin. Mike, wake up. Mike, give me a couple minutes, please.
Well, I'm awake. I'm just listening. You know, I think when you talk about the Federal Reserve and stuff, I think it's interesting because I never knew anything about it until I started listening to this show. And
I don't know whether knowing about it or not knowing about it is going to help me, but it's something that makes me think, I guess. So, you know, in that realm of things, you know, I kind of enjoy that. I think Mr. Riley felt like he was going to be outnumbered tonight. So,
I think you're right, Mike. I think you're right. He knew that.
You know, so I just wish he would come back on and you could have a civil conversation and why he thinks that the black people are owed all this, what do they call it, reparations? I mean, you know, this country is made up of, you know, what am I trying to say? Immigrants.
Immigrants.
And, you know, a lot of them came over and they were, you know, not treated as well as they should have been.
Well, the Irish, the Italians were discriminated against. They overcame it, correct? They overcame it, didn't they? I mean, the Jews were badly persecuted around the world. The Cubans, the Haitians, you know, I mean, so this black stuff is just, it's old, it's played out, Mike. It really is. I mean, I agree, and like I said, Sunday night, and I'm checking right now. Oh, we fell down to number 2 on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, well, I tried. I was trying to stay number 1 all night, but oh, well. Banker, go ahead. Give me a couple minutes, please. Go ahead.
Give you a couple minutes. Okay, well, I said I posted a creature from Jekyll Island into the chat. I also have from Edward G. Griffin, who did another book, Money Mechanics, or A Reality Course on Money. It's another audio book that he put out, and if anybody's interested, I'll be happy to upload it and share it with anybody who wants to listen to what he has to say. I believe Jason was asking about the other show. He wants the link, and I believe the number for the other show you were talking about is 619.
Background noise. Come on, everyone. Background noise, please.
I believe the number for the other show is 619-924-9807. All you need to do is search Blog Talk, and it will come up with the URL for the show, if that's the correct one. That's about all I've got to say for this evening.
All right, I'm losing you. Background noise is crazy. Background noise is crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I might be causing
all right. All right, go ahead, Bitbanker, quickly. We're down to 11 minutes, and I got 2 other people that need to close it out.
No, I'm done. Have a good evening.
Deborah Lewis, go ahead.
Pardon me? You kind of broke up there.
You get a couple minutes here to talk about what's on your mind and what we talked about. Go ahead.
No, I just think everybody needs to give Trump a chance. I'm just upset that everybody's fighting him on everything.
I'm sorry. Hang on. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
That's okay. From insurance to, you know, everything that's going on in the world. Just give him a chance.
All right. Okay, Jason, go ahead. Because, you know, we're down to the last minutes. That's why I'm rushing people, you know, because I don't want people to get cut off. And then we're losing callers here, so that's why I want to move along. So go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's the name of that show?
Talk Real Solutions.
Talk Real Solutions.
They broadcast at usually 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be checking in with them tonight, and you'll see me in the chat room, and you'll see how they bash me. Once I appear in the chat room, I take over the show, actually.
If I ain't busy, I'll get in there for a little while.
Let me know, because we need to team up on them. You're right. You're absolutely correct. But go ahead, wrap it up here tonight for us on the show.
Now, I think the only people in this world that are making this a race issue is the media itself, and then the media is easily persuading the minority communities to think everything is racist. And weekend. No, turn off the damn TV. Turn off the news. Walk outside. Experience the actual people in the world, and your mind might change a little bit. Get out from behind your damn computer talking about black power, black this. Go out in the real world. That's it.
All right, Jason. Hey, listen, everyone. Sunday, 6 p.m., we will have a show. Sunday, I promise. We will have a show, and we'll make another big bang of things. Hey, why not? We had a bunch of people in the chat room tonight. We had a bunch of people on the call line. We had over 49 callers steady for a while there. We're down to about 10 right now, but that's because we're winding down the show. But anyway, thanks, Mike. Find out what happened to Joe and Sebastian, Florida, please. Because, you know, I have a lot of people I try to connect, and if he's not going to stay in tuned, then I'm sorry. He's going to have to find out another way to connect to the show. I mean, I'd like to have him. I want to have him, you know, and I'll keep trying to connect him. But if, you know, he's going to hang up after 2 minutes, you know, then I'm kind of wasting my time here, you know. All right, other than that, I'm just telling it like it is, Mike. That's how I'm doing it. But thanks, Deborah Lewis. Elizabeth Rondo. Elizabeth Rondo tuned in the whole show. She wasn't watching the Super Bowl. All right. Hopefully my brother's up there digging her out of the snow. Of course, you know, we don't want to talk about him. But anyway, all right, everyone. Good night. Take care. God bless. We'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, good night.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I had this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I had this feeling, who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what the promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialists, capitalist scum fucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the screen goes up and the lights come up and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.